Hello and welcome. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates recently said that the U.S. COVID testing situation is a mess. Some of the criticism is pointing out that rapid tests may be proving to be unreliable. One South Carolina company is right in the middle of all of this controversy. Scotty Branch is co-founder of Vicor Scientific, and he joins us now by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Scotty, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
So give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Sure. So Vicor Scientific, we were founded 2 years ago. We started in the SCRA Bioinnovation Center on Meeting Street in downtown Charleston. And now we have relocated to the world-class facility at 22 West Edge. So we're a full molecular diagnostic lab. We do testing for all pathogens and infectious disease. So obviously with the pandemic, people have become more aware of not only molecular diagnostics, but the spaces that we are in with respiratory. But we're a full company that handles urine, gastro, wound care, and et cetera. So we were already on a good growth track with what we do in diagnostics. And so we were in a great position to kind of tackle this pandemic head on by simply adding the COVID-19 assay to our plethora of tests that we already conduct.
And so how did you get into this business to begin with?
Shay and I, we met about 5 years ago. We both had different backgrounds. Shay was actually a physician assistant, clinical. My background was in big pharmaceutical. We kind of came together and met. We both kind of knew we were entrepreneurs, but we wanted to kind of do something that we thought was, you know, groundbreaking or that would actually change the way healthcare was being conducted. And so that's when Shay set out on this vision. We went to a research lab to kind of conduct this testing. And from there, it just kind of took off. At that point, we knew there was a huge need in the market for new technology in terms of how we diagnose and the speed at which we diagnose infectious disease. And so that's when Vicor was kind of formulated in our vision. We put that into execution by hiring a world-class sales force, owning our own supply chain, and just building a complete infrastructure that could take the science out in a compliant way, yet push the boundaries of what we're trying to do in terms of patient outcomes.
How quick were you able to begin testing for COVID? Did you need to purchase new equipment?
We had to get it validated. We're a CAP accredited lab, which is the highest of accreditations you can achieve as a diagnostic lab. And so this was late March when the word was kind of out that Thermo Fisher, who's a big vendor, had the EUA approved. And so from that point in time, our staff did an amazing job with the scientists of basically, you know, honestly, just working day and night, 16, 17 hours a day. So we were able to accomplish this in about 14 days to get our validation. One of the hardest things to do as a business owner during this pandemic is to figure out what tomorrow looks like. We went ahead and made a full commitment to COVID, to be honest with you, Mike. And what I mean by that is we spent, you know, millions. We started to employ people. Some of this grant money that you saw, that was all used to actually fund treating and saving lives during this pandemic. So we did it through the purchasing of equipment and supplies, as well as bringing economic development and jobs into Charleston with what we needed.
And would you agree with Bill Gates that the testing situation in this country is a mess? Are you involved in the rapid testing at all?
I wouldn't really comment that strong. We're all to blame is my answer. I think, you know, the supply chain was hard. When the supply chain isn't solid at that point in time, that reflects on the lab. So then the labs look poor. I mean, there were a lot of good labs doing good work that looked poor due to the fact that we couldn't get plastics, we couldn't get swabs, we couldn't get all the things that people don't see. Running a diagnostic lab is extremely difficult, especially PCR technology. So I do think at the beginning that we were not prepared would be my answer. I think it's getting better. I think we've got a long way to go. My personal opinion is that the anxiety is what's creating this chaos, and anxiety is created through the lack of mass testing. We have to get stronger with mass testing. It has to be consistent. And so that's our goal. We're ramping up now, scaling up now, working with some governments. Our hope is to get to 50,000 daily tests that we're able to do. But it's going to take a lot of hands on deck all the way from the supply chain. I don't think highly of the rapid tests, you know, just personally at this point in time until it gets a little better on the accuracy. But PCR is kind of the gold standard.
Well, Scotty, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Scotty Branch is co-founder of Vicor Scientific. He spoke to us by phone from his company's headquarters in Charleston, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.